You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What is happening, Chicago Bears fans? This is T-Formation Conversation. I'm your host, Lester Wildfong, editor-in-chief over at Windy City Gridiron, and I'm running solo tonight. I know I usually have Dr. Mason West on each week to kind of help me out with the injury report, but my schedule was a little goofy this week, so I wasn't able to link up with him. So just me tonight, but I want to plug Mason's outstanding Bear Bones. He recorded that on Thursday nights. So he goes, of course, in depth into the injury report, talks about all the guys that are still on their injury report. But he also had an interview, an exclusive interview with the QB School's J.T. O'Sullivan. And I know a lot of you guys are familiar with him from his YouTube channel. He does great stuff on there. He has a really nice way of breaking down quarterback play, so everyone can understand what he's talking about here. But he also goes pretty in depth. His stuff on Justin Fields has been pretty positive. So it was good to have Mason and him kind of talking, and he gives Mason his expertise about what he's seen in Justin Fields, what he's seen from the offense, the progression he's made as a player throughout, you know, now is in his second year. You know, the Bears, yeah, they're not doing the best, 3-10. There's been growth from Justin Fields, and as fans, a lot of times we see it, but there's still some guys taking their shots. They're making their shots about how he's a running back, about how the passing game's not really clicking still. But if you watch the tape, if you see what's happening on field there, you're not just box score scouting. And that's what's cool about J.T. O'Sullivan is he's not box score scouting. He's breaking the film down, and he does it on his YouTube channel. So make sure you check him out at the QB School. But also check out his interview with Mason on Bear Bones. And that's the podcast. Of course, you can find it on our podcast channel. Then also the video version, which is on our YouTube channel, Second City Gridiron. So make sure you guys check that out for sure. That was an awesome show. You are not going to want to miss that one. But let's get into this here. Bears, Eagles, Sunday, noon kickoff from Soldier Field. It's going to be cold. Should be sunny and nice out, but it's going to be cold. We're talking mid-20s. There might be a little bit of a wind, so the wind chill could be a factor. But it's Chicago. It's Chicago in December. It's going to be rough out there. And as much as Justin Fields and the offense has had some nice moments here in the last month and a half, 2 months, man, Chicago's defense is rough. They had some issues here. But the good news is they're getting back two defensive backs. They're getting back Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker. They are both off of the injury report. They were in concussion protocol. They missed the last game. They're both returning. Good news for the Bears there. More good news. We did talk about Justin Fields. He was sick earlier in the week. And I know there was some talk on Twitter. Of course, that's how Twitter is. Oh, no, it's a tank. They're going to try and pull something here with Justin Fields. But come on, just like Mason talked about on the show, Mason and Danny Meehan, they talked about it. It's cold in flu season. It happens. Not that big a deal. So something went through the Bears locker room. Justin Fields had it. David Montgomery had something early in the week as well. But there are some guys on the injury report on the offense that could affect the game here, because the Bears are going to be without Chase Claypool, wide receiver. That injury that he suffered back in the Packers game, where he actually came back in and finished the game, and he seemed to be fine. It must have flared up on him a little bit. I know Mason went into it a bit on Bare Bones. Maybe the rehab didn't quite go how they expected. He didn't practice all week. Chase Claypool is going to be out this game with Darnell Mooney on IR. And it really hurts the Bears. They're going to be looking for some guys to step up here. Also out for the Bears, tight end Trevon Wesco. He was also injured in that Packers game. But he got injured real early. And he didn't play the whole game. It's a calf injury. He's out. He didn't practice this week. So he is out. The one positive here, as far as Wesco's injury, you know, them being aware of it, that he's out now, is Kari Blasingame, fullback, probably going to be active. The fact they didn't have him active for the Packers game kind of hurt what they wanted to do in the run game. They were probably counting on Wesco to do some of that H-back stuff, the move stuff in the backfield, some kick-out blocks there coming off the wing, some of the stuff they can replicate with their actual fullback in the game. My guess is Blasingame should be active. They're going to want to run the ball. You know, they're going to want to try and do as much as they can possible. You know, slow things down, run the ball, which, you know, the run game has been on point this season. Do that, try and control the clock as much as possible. That's probably going to be the best Bears game plan here. Moving on with the Bears injury report, Larry Borum, right tackle, knee injury is doubtful. He did get a little bit of practice in this week. He was never full, you know, just limited. My guess is they're going to probably hold him out one more week just to be on the safe side. Coach Eberflus already talked about Alex Leatherwood is going to get some reps at right tackle. Him and Riley Reiff will get the start. They're going to work Leatherwood in. Right tackle spot seems locked down there. Larry Borum, doubtful, probably not going to play. And then two more guys in the Bears injury report, both questionable, but both practiced in full all week. So my guess is the questionable is a 50-50. My guess is probably leaning more towards playing. First, that's N'Keal Harry, wideout with a back injury, and Kendall Vildor, cornerback with an ankle injury. But like I said, both questionable, both practiced all week. Coach Flus did talk about Harry a little bit in his press conference on Friday afternoon. With a back injury, you never know. I mean, it could flare up. So I'm sure they want to work him out a little bit on Saturday. Maybe go through the pregame walkthrough as well, see how he feels. Because if Harry can't go, you're already down Mooney. You're already down Claypool. It's going to be a rough receiving core for Justin Fields. Equanimee St. Brown's your number one. If those guys are all out, Byron Pringle going to have to step up a little bit. Dante Pettis, his reps may increase. But the silver lining here, maybe we'll see more of Velus Jones Jr. I know a lot of fans are down on him, but he's still an electric athlete. That 4.3 speed, don't lie, man. I mean, if he gets the ball in his hands, he gets a crease, he can go at any time. I want to see him work him a little bit into the offense a little bit here. Again, they talked about him a little bit, how he's kind of getting more comfortable. Remember, he missed part of the offseason with some injuries. He was inactive for a game or two, you know, in the season. He's been playing now the last few weeks. Let's see those reps increase because they need him. I mean, he's a third round draft pick. Let's see what he has here with the last few weeks. But that's it. I mean, that's a relatively clean injury report for the Bears at week 15. Moving on to the Eagles, one guy. Reed Blankenship, safety, knee injury is out. And that's it. He does start for them back there at safety, but we're talking about one of the best defenses in the game. One of the most ferocious pass rushes in the game today. I believe the Eagles lead the league in sacks. I think they'll be okay if Blankenship's missing this game. They're going to be okay with that. That pass rush, man, they're going to be there and they're going to do their thing against the Bears and Justin Fields. One more quick note here about the Eagles. Dallas Goedert, tight end, a really good tight end for them. He may be activated. He's right now in the middle of his 21-day practice window. It's possible they'd activate him. That decision has to be made on Saturday, 3 o'clock Central Time. So be on the lookout for that. If that happens, that's another weapon for the Eagles. But at this point, the Eagles, only one loss, best team in the NFL, with or without Dallas Goedert. That's a pretty damn good offense behind Jalen Hurts there. It's really what the Bears are striving to, you know. Jalen Hurts is in his third season. The coaching regime is in their second season. This could be where the Bears are heading if all things go as planned here. And actually, Greg Gabriel just had an article on the site, WindyCityGrand.com, kind of talked about how the Eagles built that O-line and how, again, there could be some parallels to what the Bears are doing with their O-line right now. The best could be yet to come. You know, that's what we all hope as Bears fans with this team. We're all looking towards the 2023 season when they got their draft pick. Right now they're at 3. We're talking about $100 million-plus in free agency money. The future looks bright. Let's sim the season. Let's get everyone through. Let's get everyone healthy. Let's see what happens in 2023 after this game. Bears, Eagles, Sunday should be exciting, to say the least, as long as the Justin Fields and the offense is able to build off what they've done the last few games here. So that's it. Short, sweet. Make sure you guys are all staying locked on to the podcast channel or the video channel, wherever you get your content from Windy City Gridiron there. Of course, after the game ends, Robert Schmitz will be jumping on both. He'll be on the video channel, Second City Gridiron, with his Bear With Me post-game podcast. Not sure who his guest is. I'm sure it'll be someone fun. It usually is. Then, of course, shortly thereafter, his podcast will be cut up, put on the podcast channel if you guys like your audio stuff there. Bear and Balanced, me and JB, that'll be back on Monday night, 6 o'clock. Bears Over Beers, JB and EJ, that'll be back this week. Making Monsters should have a new fresh episode this week. If you missed it last week, they had Olin Krutz on. Awesome interview, went in-depth on all the offensive linemen, so make sure you guys check that out. Making Monsters, Taylor Dowell, Dylan Ryan. course, we'll have Bill Zimmerman's Bears banter that'll pop off again this week. Of course, Bear Bones will be back at it again, breaking a little bit down to the Eagles game. Looking forward to the next game, which is the Bills. Again, another jam-packed podcast/video content. It's all there. Make sure you guys check it all out. WindyCityGridiron.com, where we'll share everything. Follow me on Twitter at WiltFungJR. And until next time, bear down, my friends.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.